From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet, and you're listening to Idaho Matters. New York Times bestselling author Deanna Raiborne is back with a brand new novel. It's called Killers of a Certain Age. And we are lucky enough to have her joining us today to talk more. Deanna, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so first off, give us a brief synopsis of this new novel.
Well, it's very simple. It's about four 60-year-old female assassins and what happens when the organization they work for would rather see them dead than let them retire.
Oh, well, there you go. I love how quick that was. I love it. Right to the point. Okay.
They teach you to do the elevator pitches, man. You've got like 15 seconds to get it down. They want succinct.
You got it down. Seriously. You are a well-known New York Times bestselling author. And in fact, one of your series is the Lady Julia Gray series for folks who may not be familiar with this new book. Why decide to switch things up and write in the present time versus what you've done in the past?
Well, you know, it's all down to my publisher. They came to me, my editor called me, it's been a couple of years ago now, called me and said, you know, we were having a chat in the office and somebody was asking, why do we not have more books about older women doing kick-ass things? And who should write a book like that? And apparently, like, they all said my name at the same time. And so she called me and said, would you be interested in doing that? Which was a huge vote of confidence on their part. And also, I think a little bit of an indication that they think I'm something of a smartass. And they said, you know, we think you could write older women doing stuff that's really, really fun. Would you be interested? And I said, let me go have a think about it. And I came back and I said, yeah, I'll do it. But I want them to be killers. I want them to be assassins. I want them to be 60, which is significantly older than I usually write. And they were like, yeah, that all sounds great. That sounds great. And I said, and I want it to be a contemporary. And like, that was the record scratch moment where they were super polite. And they said, oh, okay, that sounds great. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure? And like at least twice more, they came back with, but you're sure you want to do contemporary. And I said, yes, I want to do contemporary now. I want to, you know, I'd been writing, as you said, the Lady Julia Gray series. Then I had transitioned into the Veronica Speedwell series, which I'm actually still writing. So I really cut my teeth on the Victorian era, and I could not think of anything that would terrify me more than writing a contemporary. So that's what I wanted to do. So that's the opportunity that they gave me, and I hopped on and wrote as fast as I could.
Well, and here's what I love about this book, honestly, is that these women are 60. It is so difficult to find a book nowadays where a 60-year-old woman is not a doting grandmother or something like that, right?
At that age, they're usually, you know, they're burying a husband, or they've got parents with dementia, or they're dealing with breast cancer. I wanted them to have fun. I wanted them to be doing things that to them were just, you know, hey, this is what I've trained for all my life, and I'm good at this. What it came back to me was always, what's going to be the most fun thing that I can have for them do in this scene? And then that's what we went with. You know, that's what the foursome got to do, is whatever I thought would be most enjoyable.
Well, and I love the characters too. I mean, like Natalie, for example, you know, she's like her hobbies, right? She's big into Pilates, into mixology, which I can totally get down with. And I think sometimes we think of women in their 20s and in their 30s having interests like this, and you know, being a woman who is older than that. It's great to see these women having these big, huge lives, because we do in real life.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was a statistic I ran across just this week talking about the fact that child-free women past the age of 40 are like the happiest people on the planet. And I started thinking, I mean, I've had the experience of motherhood. I know what that was like. And I absolutely adore my child, she's 27, but come on. But you know, I wondered what it would be like for these characters to have gone through 40 years of this work and made the choice not to have children, not to leave this occupation, mm-hmm. not to have a more conventional life. I wanted them to have a different sort of adventure.
Well, and I think too, you know, there's this theme that I think is very apparent within our culture. And that is the invisibility of women, frankly, after they probably hit about 50. And there's almost like this silencing of them, right?
I think you meant to say 35, but sure.
Right. Well, there you go. 30. I mean, honestly, right. It's like all of a sudden, like you don't matter if you're not young and hot and sexy. And frankly, it's like, you know what? You can still be all those things and be older. But you know, getting back to this whole idea of writing women at the age of 60, where within our culture, they're no longer useful. And I mean, literally in your book, to the point of like, you're so not useful, let's just kill you off.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, at that point, they only become useful as kind of scapegoats. You know, they're going to be eliminated as opposed to paid a nice pension and, you know, sent off to Daisy Hill Puppy Farm to live out their days. And that invisibility of women as they get older can be turned on its head and it can be made into a superpower. You know, and mm-hmm. that's what I wanted to explore with them, is because, you know, when you're overlooked, you're underestimated. People don't assume that you're a threat. People don't assume that they need to watch their backs where you're concerned. And these women were very much going to kind of put people on notice that, yeah, you really need to.
Okay. I love that you said it's a superpower, because I literally wrote in a question to you that this invisibility can be a superpower. So
absolutely. You know, and that's one of the notes that my editor and I talked about the most probably when I was writing this book, because it went through several drafts and I would send a draft in and she pushed me hard on this book, and I asked her to. I wanted it to be the best I could possibly deliver. And like I said, I was terrified of writing it because I didn't know if I could develop a contemporary voice. Because mm-hmm. I hadn't had to do it before. So that was a huge, terrifying thing to do as a writer. And I would send in a draft and she would send back, you know, all of her notes, and I would cry. And then I would write another draft. But I had to fit it in around my Veronica Speedwell books. And so I was having to develop this contemporary voice. And one of the things that we kept going back to was this idea of it doesn't have to be, this invisibility does not have to be, mm-hmm. You know, a liability. It can be the thing that sets you apart. It can be the thing that gives you all of the insight that you need, because you can observe other people when they don't realize that they're being observed. You can be kind of just sitting quietly in the shadows waiting for your moment.
Right. And I also think too, though, right, that there are other women who are of this age where you just get louder. Frankly, right? It's like all of a sudden, like the norms of how you are supposed to be don't matter to you anymore. And wouldn't that have been great if we had known that when we were younger?
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm 54. And kind of as of my 50th birthday, I so don't care anymore.
Right.
You know, exactly. like other people's opinions are just not important. In a way that I don't think I could have completely understood when I was 20. Mm-hmm. You know, you really can't wrap your head around how monumentally unimportant other people's opinions of you will become. And you mm-hmm. do get louder because you're I think, tired sometimes of playing small or talking softly.
Right. 100%. What is your hope for this book, for a person that picks it up and reads it?
First and foremost, I want them to have fun. We have a lot of heavy and serious things going on in the world, and we need escapism, just enough that we can kind of take a little break and come back refreshed to whatever good fight we're fighting. And so if people can take this book on a commute or to a beach, or, you know, read it in car line when you're picking up your kid, whatever. I hope that they get some escapism, and I hope that they laugh, and I hope that they enjoy it. If that causes them to look at older women with a little more care and a little more respect, awesome.
Yeah, because know that we actually know things. Like that's the whole thing. Like right. We know things. You know?
Right. And, yeah. You know, and I mean, this book proves that we know how to potentially kill you with something we picked up at Walgreens, you know? So
exactly. Before I let you go, though, I want to shift the conversation for a minute, because if people don't follow you on Twitter, they need to. You are hilarious.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, that's when I realized I cracked my contemporary voice as an author. Is I had my husband read a scene, and I was really at sea, and I was like, just tell me what you think of the scene. And he said, oh my God, it sounds exactly like your Twitter feed. And I went, nailed it. That's
perfect.
My book. And like from
there
that
you
moment
go.
On, I knew exactly what my voice was. I was like, oh, I just have to not use a filter. I got it now.
Right, right. Well, yeah. See, and that's what happens. We hit 50 and the filter goes away, and people need to understand that.
Right? I have no time for filters anymore.
Zero. It has been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Gemma.
Absolutely. We've been talking with New York Times bestselling author Deanna Raiborne about her latest book, Killers of a Certain Age. It is out and available now. Grab yourself a copy. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.